Germany returns artworks looted by Nazis to French Jewish family. By Breitbart Jerusalem on January 23, 2020. AFP, the German government Wednesday handed three works of art stolen during the Nazi occupation of France back to descendants of their original owner, the collector and Jewish lawyer Armand Dorvel. It was part of a program to return artifacts looted by the Nazis, including two paintings, Dame en robe du soir, Woman in an Evening Gown, and Portrait d'une Dame, Portrait of a Woman, by Jean-Louis Boehn. The third was a drawing by Constantine Guise, a Dutch-born Frenchman who worked as a Crimean War correspondent. They are among hundreds of looted items logged for return to owners or their descendants by German-Austrian collector Cornelius Gerlet, who died in 2014. The Nazis engaged his father Hildebrand, who was part Jewish, to sell items either stolen or confiscated from Jewish owners. Dorvel died in 1941 and his collection was distributed to museums and private collectors. The family was unable to flee occupied France and most members were killed by the Nazis, who occupied the country from 1940 to 1944. Several close relatives of Dorvel's brother Charles perished at Auschwitz. It is no longer possible to make up for the suffering of the Dorvel family under the Nazi persecution, but we must render them visible, and this restitution comprises an important gesture of historic justice, said Germany's Commissioner for Culture and the Media, Monika Gruters. Investigators discovered some 1,500 works, including drawings and prints by Pablo Picasso, in the house of Cornelius Gerlet in 2013. To date, just 13 have been returned to the families of their original owners.